It's 9 o'clock, so let's get started.
Okay.
Okay, and today we'll be continuing with the lesson about David and the promises given to David and his importance about the line of Jesus Christ.
好，我们今天要继续谈大卫王，以及神与他的约定，以及他所从大卫王所延绵下来的这一条血脉。
Okay, but we'll begin as we always do by naming our sins to God the Father.
就像我们平常要做的，我们现在要开始对我们的天父认罪。Father
in heaven, we give thanks to you that we have this time now to study your word.
亲爱的天父。
We give thanks for the power that comes from your word and also from the Holy Spirit in order that we can understand these things.
感谢天父能够赐予我们能力，还有圣灵的能力，让我们能够了解神的所有的话语。
And we pray that as we humble ourselves to you, we could apply these things to glorify you.
我们也要祷告。 让我们能够谦卑的，能够把这些您的话语，能够施行在我们的生活中，让我们能够荣耀神。
And with this goal in mind, we give thanks in Christ's name.
我们为着有这样的非常好的宝贝的这个宝藏，我们感谢耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So we'll get started with the notes that we had from last week. So this is coming from the Colonel's notes.
好，我们现在先要看一下来自上校牧师给我们的一些笔记。
I'm sorry we haven't translated them into Chinese, but as we go through, we'll just do it slowly and then we can see it just concept by concept here.
很抱歉这个PPT还没有被翻译成中文，但是我们可以慢慢的先
Yeah. Now, just to give you a quick review first, remember last week we were looking at 1 Samuel 16 and we talked about the concept of the pouring of the oil, and that was the word mashak.
我们先很快的这个复习一下，我们上一次上课的时候，我们有提到了整个所谓的高抹，高抹的意思就是将油浇灌下来。
And in 1 Samuel 16:3, that's where we see this word, where God has called Samuel. God says to Samuel, call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do, and you shall anoint for me whomever I name to you.
我们看一下撒母耳记上16:3节，经句上说，你要请耶西来吃祭肉，我就指示你所当行的事。
And the word gal there is the Hebrew verb mashak, which becomes the root form for the word Messiah.
好，那这个高字呢，在希伯来文就是玛莎，玛莎是这个是动词，然后从玛莎就变成了名词，就是弥赛亚，也就是所说的弥赛亚，玛莎。那弥赛亚就是等于是基督的原来的意思。
Yeah. Did anybody actually look up the reason why the Chinese say Jidu instead of something that resembles like Messiah?
大家有去查一下基督是为什么被翻成基督吗? Actually, I did check right after the class. It sounds like Jidu is just the sound in Cantonese. I think the Bible was translated originally with Cantonese people, by the Cantonese people, and the Jidu, I don't know how to say Jidu in Cantonese. Vivi,
hello.
请问一下，基督的这个粤语怎么讲？广东话的基督这两个字怎么念？基督，因为我不知道那个上一次上课的时候，那个Tim有特别要我们查一下为什么Christ被翻译成基督。 然后我查了一下，好像说是因为当初是以粤语的概念翻译的。
哦，这样子。
可是我听起来好像也不像啊。
对，好像不是。 基督，耶稣基督，耶稣基督就是耶稣基督。
那Tim,、
yep.
can you say it again by Hebrew?、
Well, it's Mashach.
Mashach.、
Mm. But the meaning means to pour. So maybe Gedo means something like to pour or Gedo, to anoint.
那个请问 Gedo, Vivi, 有跟浇灌有关的词有像 Gedo 吗？
基督浇灌的词，
浇灌你如果是浇灌的那个广东话怎么讲？
哦哦，浇灌比较难说，高滚好像也不是很像。
哎，有像哎、欸，
滚啊！
我觉得有点像浇，就你们平常会说浇灌或者有什么相关的跟基督很像的。
比如说他说浇就是说淋的这种就是说淋。浇就是浇，如果你说要说浇灌就是高滚。
那就有点像啊。
嗯。
欸 ,Tim, sounds like a pouring sounds quite、
okay.
similar to Gedo.
Yeah, I heard that. And also maybe because it's over 100 years, maybe it's 200 years ago, so the sound might have changed a little bit, but maybe that was the original meaning that the translator wanted.
Yeah. 我们就是在猜想是不是因为那个基督跟是广东话的浇灌或者是类似的就是那个声音在200年前可能就是浇灌的意思会不会、
啊、这样子啊。
我们在想，因为我看那个网络上面说，基督这个词的翻译完全是因为音译，是用广东话音译而来的。
哦，
对。
Yeah, and also in Cantonese, maybe there's different kinds of dialects within the dialect as well, right?
That's right.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, but sounds quite similar to me.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have to assume that's what they were doing because otherwise the word sounds is just too different. There doesn't、
right.
seem to be any connection.
That's right. But I did check the internet. It's translated by the sound in、
okay.
Cantonese.
Okay.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, so when God used Samuel to anoint David, again, you know, the word is mashak, and really that just means to anoint, and it could mean usually a king, but obviously the word mashak.
我们再确认一下那个网络的状况，因为声音实在是不行。
Okay, hang on. Let me just flip the internet over. I think I can get a 5G access on here.Okay, so where do we get to? Oh, yeah. Now, I want to bring up this word here. I think you can see the notes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we have the word type. Now, I said here, David is anointed by Samuel in 1 Samuel 16:1-13. Note the use of the word mashak, which we just did. In this way, David becomes a type for the coming Messiah.Maybe you can just translate that.
现在看到的这个英文的 PPT 上面的前面三行是在说呢，哈，这个大卫呢，在撒母耳记上16:1-13里面呢，要注意的是这个高抹的这个字呢 ，mashah 啊，它就是把油倒在他的身上的这个字呢，是一个很重要的字。
So the word type is actually, in theological terms, we just say type, which means like a copy or we call it like the prototype. We had the word there. Or we have the word typology, which means to study about different comparisons in the Bible.
Okay. 好，那这边呢，听给我们几个不同的跟 type 这个样式这个字有关的字，好，就是所谓的原型了。那还有一个叫 typology 呢，就是把 type 这个字啊，形式化的这个字变成它是去研究不同类型的相似却又不太一样的东西，那这种是一种研究方法叫做 typology， 就是所谓的样式化。
Yeah, and so we would say David is a type of Jesus Christ.There's certain things about David and his life and the things that happened and his attitude, especially towards God's plan, which is very similar to Jesus Christ.
好，我们可以从这个大卫身上他的生命哈所发生的事情，还有最重要的是他对于神的计划的态度，这些事情都可以让我们看出后来的耶稣基督好的一些形式。所以我们说大卫呢可以算是预表着后来基督后来出现出生后所有的他的形式为人的一个形式一个样式。
Now there's another kind of a typology which exists also with Saul and David. Because if you remember, Saul was the king before David, but Saul wasn't the king that God wanted, but he was the king that the people wanted.
那再讲到这个扫罗呢，跟大卫呢，就刚好是一个可以做所谓的样式化的一个可以比较的一个对象。因为扫罗呢，他在作为一个王的情况下，就不是神所期待的样子，而是人所期待的样子。而大卫则是做了一个王，是神所期待的样子。
Yeah, and if you remember that, David was actually anointed at the time that Saul was the king. When Saul died, David still had to fight a little bit. There was a rebellion, but eventually David was established as the king over Israel.
好，我们还要记得哈，在这个扫罗还在当王，还没有下台前呢，那个撒母耳就已经去高抹了大卫。啊，等到扫罗去世之后呢，大卫呢也还是需要花一点时间去征战之后呢，他才能够成为王。
See, Jesus Christ, he will come after the tribulation. So after the rapture, you have the tribulation, that's the 7 years. Okay. And then you're going to have the millennial kingdom. That's 1,000 years.
而我们想一想啊，将在这个启示录里面也很清楚的告诉我们，在我们被提之后呢，会有7年的大灾难。然后呢，才会耶稣基督到来，然后带下来了这个非1000年的千禧年。
And it's the millennial kingdom when Jesus comes as the anointed king, when he comes as the Messiah.
而当耶稣基督再来的时候呢，他就是以一个被高抹的王，也就是我们所说的弥赛亚的身份啊，再度来到人间了。
But before the Messiah comes, there's going to be a king in the world, and this king is going to be one who's really not the king that God wants, of course, but he's the one that the people wanted, and that is going to be Satan himself.
而在弥赛亚降临前呢，在这个世界上依然会有一个王，好，就像扫罗是在大卫之前而来的，啊，这个在弥赛亚，真实的弥赛亚，就是耶稣再回来前所在世界上称王的呢，则是一个人所要的一个王，而这个王也就会是撒旦。
And Satan is, he's a murderer, remember? He's a murderer from the beginning. He's a very deceptive, very jealous kind of a ruler.
而我们要知道撒旦的这个性格呢，就是一个谋杀人，谋杀者，而且他是一个会诡诈，会欺骗，会嫉妒。非常非常可怕的一个人的一种性格。
When Jesus Christ came at the first advent, Satan was always trying to work out how he could kill Jesus Christ.
而在耶稣基督在世的时候呢，撒旦也是用各种方法要想办法把耶稣基督给杀了。
Yeah, and in the same way we have when David was yet to be the king, but he was the anointed king, how Saul was trying to kill David.
而当那个扫罗还在为王的时候呢，大卫他的出现也让扫罗非常的嫉妒，然后他想办法呢，一直要把大卫给杀了。
So in this way, we can see that Saul comes a type of Satan in many ways, and David is the type of Jesus Christ.
对，我们可以觉得有一个说法，就是扫罗呢，他也是撒旦的一个样式，而大卫呢，则是耶稣的样式。
Yeah. Now you have to remember that Saul was actually a believer. So now Saul is in heaven. But in his attitudes, there was many things where he copied Satan in his attitude, especially towards the anointed king.
我们要记得啊，扫罗他还是一个相信 上帝的人、啊、所以呢他死后是上了天堂了，但是不论如何他都不是神所期待的一个王的样式。
Yeah, many times actually Saul did show in scripture he would call the Lord Jehovah, who's his Lord, and we know that he was following the teachings of Samuel to a certain extent. So we know that Saul was a believer, but just like a lot of believers, if they get arrogant and they get away from God's plan, then they can become agents of Satan.
而我们从扫罗他的这个整个为王的过程哈，还有他也是一个称我们的上帝为主，然后他呢也是会献祭，然后他也在某一个程度呢接受撒母耳的教导，好，所以他在各方面来讲就是一个基督徒，就是一个信徒了。但是呢，即使是一个信徒，是一个基督徒，当他是不按照神所教导的做，去做了这个撒旦所要他做的事情，他就变成了撒旦的代言人。
Okay, but this is sort of the practice, or this is the way that we see God teaching all the way through Scripture. In the Old Testament, he's using these characters, he's using these people from the Bible, and he makes them like a type of things, of people, of events that happen in the future.
所以我们可以看到哈，在整个的这个圣经里面呢，我们其实会看到，尤其旧约有各种各样的人。那这些人他们其实都可以成为我们去分析去了解哈人的各种不同样式，而也从这里面我们可以学习到神要教导我们的事。
Yeah, and just to give you one other fairly obvious example, we had Abraham when he sacrificed his son Isaac, or you know, he was asked by God to sacrifice his son. So Abraham becomes a typeHe represents God the Father, and Isaac represents God the Son.
所以呢，我们也可以举另外一个例子，就是亚伯拉罕他因着神啊的指示，要他将儿子献祭给神，而他呢也就照样做了，他就成为了我们所有信徒的父亲哈，我们所谓信仰的父亲哈，或者是最信实的一个信心之父啊，我们的说法是这样子。那这也就变成了亚伯拉罕呢，他预表了天父，那他的献上他的儿子以撒呢，这个以撒就被预表为为我们人类而献出了他的儿子耶稣基督。所以这个都是不同的人代表着后来的这些神与耶稣等等的这样的样式。
And this typology that we talk about, it doesn't always have to be people. Sometimes we have the typology of animal sacrifices. So the lambs and the bulls, they would represent Jesus Christ on the cross. So animals can be used in typology as well.
而这种所谓样式化的这种比喻法啊，其实在圣经里不只是用人来做，它甚至连动物也都是一些样式啊，像这个被献祭的羔羊，它也是在预表的是我们耶稣会要被献上献祭的这个样式。
Okay, so that's animals, and then even things and events. Remember the flood of Noah? God had Noah build the ark.And that ark presents a picture of salvation.
而不只是动物可以被样式化，就即使是东西也可以被样式化。像举个例子，就是诺亚在洪水中洪水来之前，他建立了这个方舟，然后在洪水中方舟就救了所有的世界上的生物跟人类。那这个方舟呢，它就预表着是所谓的救恩。
When God flooded the world, and the flood represented judgment upon all the people of the world, the Nephilim, and then the salvation was for those who were on the ark, which the ark represented being in Christ. You had the one door onto the ark, and Jesus is the one way to salvation.
所以呢，这个大水呢，在诺亚时代的大水呢，就代表的是对人类的审判。所以他把那些拿佛林啊，那些罪恶的人啊，全部都灭绝了。而在这个大水中，大洪水中的这个方舟呢，就是救恩，代表神还是留下我们人类的种子跟这些生物 然后让这整个世界得以再重生。
So those are just some examples of what we call typology, but the scripture is full of typology, actually. Many, many cases.
所以这个 typology 这个字在也就是样式化呢，在整个圣经里面来说是非常非常重要的一个教导的一个形式啊。那我们可以在整本圣经里都看到，它是用这种样式化来预表很多很多的要教导我们的人事物。
Okay, now we're going to see that Jesus Christ is going to become the fulfillment of the prophecy of the seed of David. So while David has the oil poured on his head, and that's the Mashiach, but from his seed becomes the real Messiah.
所以我们要知道呢，就在这个弥赛亚呢，他基本上就是在代表了这个大卫他的后来的血脉，他的子嗣呢是可以成就一个状态，也就是说这是一个先知性的预表，预表大卫的种子将成为未来的弥赛亚，就是救主。
Okay, so now we're going to go to 2 Samuel. This is chapter 7. We should get down to verse 16. Let me just do this here. Let's go down to verse 14.
Okay. 好，我们来看一下撒母耳记下的七章十三节。
13. So this is a good place to start. There's about three verses in here which talk about this prophecy of the coming Messiah.
好，这个从七章十三节的后面的连续三节呢，都是在告诉我们将会来的弥赛亚。
Okay, now he here, this mentions the Messiah. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
在撒母耳记的下七章十三节里面讲的说，他将为我的名建造殿宇，这个他是指的弥赛亚，我也要永远坚定他的王朝。
Sorry, we need to go back one verse. This will make it clearer.
好，我们从前一节开始讲，可能会让事情更清楚一点。所以我们回到撒母耳记下的七章十二节。
Okay, so he says here, and when thy days, now this he's talking to David. So we'll get him when he's talking to David first. And you shall sleep with your fathers, and I will set up your seed. Now the seed here means the line from David down after thee. So the seed after David which shall proceed out of his bowels, out of his body, and I will establish his kingdom.
好的，第十二节说，你岁数，你的寿数满足，与你列祖同岁的时候呢，我必兴起你的后裔，接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。所以这个是神在对大卫说的。
Yeah. Okay. And now he's going to mention the prophecy about the Messiah. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom. This now refers to the Messiah forever.
好，然后再看第十三节呢，他就说，他将为我的名建造殿宇，我也要永远坚定他的王。而这个他呢，就是指的大卫的子嗣，而且他就是弥赛亚。
Okay, now verse 14, I will be his father, and he shall be my son. So here we have the concept of the Trinity. You have God the Father and God the Son.
好，所以呢，他下面一节说，第十四节说，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。所以这个地方就已经把这个三位一体的神的父与子的概念带下来。
Now, in the next section here, it looks like he's done something wrong, okay? Like the son is going to do something wrong if he commit iniquity, which means if he does sin. But this is going to refer to the salvation work of Christ on the cross, being punished for the sins of the world.
接下来他说了，他若犯了罪，我必用人的杖责打他，用人的鞭责罚他。那这指的这个状况就是指人犯了罪的话，他就会被鞭打。那对于耶稣来讲，他是也就是他在为所有的人类的罪，承担人类的罪而被 杖打跟鞭打。
Yeah, because like when it says if he commits sin, and this would be a first class conditional sentence, which means we assume that he has sinned. But of course, Jesus Christ doesn't sin, but he becomes sin on our behalf.
因为这个句子呢，他若犯了罪，我必用人的杖责打他，用人的鞭责罚他呢，他是用一个所谓的可能性的这种说法，就是预设如果有这个状况，如果哈、啊、就会怎么样。那所以我们也知道耶稣完全没有犯任何罪，那他也只能够，我们在这里来解释里面就会知道说，耶稣是为了人类而承担被责打跟鞭罚的状态。
And so this is going to refer to the work on the cross.
好，这就是也就是在预表的耶稣会被上十字架、被鞭罚、被处死的状态，完全是为了人类的罪。
And then in the next verse, he says, "But my mercy or grace, that's another word for mercy here, my grace shall not depart from him as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before you."
下一节呢，但我的慈爱不会离开他，像离开在你面前所废弃的扫罗一样。
And then we get on to the next verse.And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Now, before you, thy throne shall be established forever.
好，那下一节说，你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的王朝也必坚定直到永远。
Okay, so this is a promise to David, but relating to the Messiah. So, you know, David as the type of Christ. It's not really David's throne, it's Christ's throne.Of course, Christ is going to be the king of the throne, but it's in the line of David. So David begins that line.
所以呢，这个整个新句都在讲的是大卫他的后嗣将会有一个永远的王朝跟他的王位。好，那这都是在预表的将来的这个弥赛亚，他将，因为他绝对不是大卫自己啦，而是指大卫的子嗣，他成为弥赛亚之后，他的王与国都会永远的坚立。
And you notice the sequence of events also that you have the prophecy about the judgment, the prophecy about the cross, and then the kingdom will be established forever, but that happens afterwards. The kingdom of the Messiah comes after the cross.
好，我们要知道哈，就是因为耶稣基督他先第一次来的时候呢，他是上了十字架，哦，所以在当时并没有把弥赛亚这个所谓未来永生的王的这个位置的角色在他第一次来的时候完成，所以要到耶稣第二次来的时候呢，才会以弥赛亚的角度做永远王。
Okay, remember that you have that concept where it says the cross must come before the, and you remember the next word?
Before the throne.
We say before the crown, actually. But throne, that's right. So the throne is correct as well. You could say that. But usually we say the cross must be, come before the crown. But they both represent the messiahship.
Okay. 那所以呢，在我们就有一句话说，这个十架必在王冠之前来到。也就是说，十字架的事情会先发生，然后这个王国的王冠会属于弥赛亚，是之后才会发生的。
When Jesus sets up his kingdom, it's going to be a kingdom forever and ever and ever. So not just for the 1,000 years of Jesus Christ, but even after the end of the millennium, which is the end of human history, that throne, the kingdom of God, and you know, the crown on his head, his kingship, that will last forever.
所以我们要理解呢，就是当耶稣再来成为弥赛亚，成为这个千禧年的王啊，其实并不代表说这个弥赛亚坐在王位上只有一千年，他其实千禧年的结束只是人类历史的结束，其实整个耶稣做王掌权，他将是永远的。
But for Jesus Christ to be the king, he needs to have what we call subjects. And subjects is the people that live under the king. So anybody that lives in a kingdom and anybody that lives under the king's rule is called a subject. the people that live in a kingdom under a king, they're called his subjects, or the subjects of the king.
Okay. 好，那我们要讲一下，就是当一个王哈做王掌权的话，他一定要有人民啊，所以呢，他必须要有这个他可以管辖的人民才叫做王。
So if the king is going to be an eternal king and the kingdom is going to be an eternal kingdom, that means the subjects have to have eternal life as well.
所以我们要知道呢，当我们的王是一个永生的王，他所掌权的是一个永远的国度啊，那这样子在这个国度里的人民，被王所管理管辖的人民也必定是有永生的状态。
It would be a very lonely king if, you know, the king was on his throne and he had his palace and then, you know, he had the crown on his head, but he had no people under him. That really wouldn't make him a real king, I think.
就是如果只有这个王是永生的王的话，那他的人民不是永生的，那这个王也就没有什么意义了，因为代表他的人民不见了，会不见啊。所以我们要知道，真正的永生的王，他是在永生的国度中掌权，而他的人民也是有永生的。
Maybe in the next 1,000 years, one of the angels would say to Jesus, "Well, what happened to all your people?" And Jesus would say, "Well, they died a long time ago, and they went to the lake of fire." That's not the object of God's plan.
所以我不可能说啊，一个这个天国啊，是一个永生的国，然后就到了很久以后呢，天使就问这个王啦、啊，问我们的上帝啊，说你的人民呢？那位耶稣基督说你的人民呢？怎么？然后耶稣基督说哦，他们全部都被送到火湖里烧死了，没有人民了。那这样的话，这个国王，这个天国就不存在了。
Yeah, so obviously, yeah, he needs to have his subjects, and he's given us through grace. We have this opportunity to go to heaven and be his subjects forever.
所以呢，我们的王。就是耶稣基督他是会给我们这些信仰他的人相信他的人这个恩典就是救恩可以让他们未来在永生的国度里面可以得到永生
But the only way or the only reason we can go to heaven is because of the cross and if we didn't have the cross then we wouldn't be able to see the king upon his throne
而我们呢，这些未来天国的人民哈、啊，当初可以得到永生的这个救恩，就是因着十字架。没有十字架，我们的罪不能除去，我们就没有资格上天堂。
So for that reason, that's why we say the cross must come before the crown.
啊，这也就是说啊，为什么啊，十架必定在啊皇冠之前来到？
Okay, let's just take a 5-minute break and then we can come back here at, say, 10:55.
我们休息5分钟，在10:55回来。